Table Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's right. Let's break some more tables today now, shall we? If it's your first time on the show, you've been missing a lot. It happens every Monday from 9 to 10. It's called Table Talk for a reason. That's because, number one, I bring you a mix of conversations. Yeah, so it's like inviting you to a table to feast. And after feasting, break the table, right? So here, it's a very gendered show. On Table Talk, we look at issues that affect women in the society and how we can improve on those things. I help you get into the recess of your mind and dig into those conversations you find sometimes quite uncomfortable, but these are conversations that necessarily have to happen for women to have a better life. I remember that if women do enjoy and do have a better life, the society is also better for it. Nigeria is better for it. Even you are better for it. Everyone's better for it, right? So yeah, that's what we do on Table Talk. As usual, the show is in two parts. The first part is just a gist. That's when I give you a brief of how my weekend went. Summarily, just give you a gist. You don't, no comment, don't comment on it. If you want to comment, go on social media and do that, okay? That's the first one. The second part is the main dish. That's where I serve you the main conversation. So if you're ready for me, I am. Let's get started.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Well, here's the appetizer on Table Talk. Sincerely, this weekend was quite overwhelming for me because, in all truth, I went shopping for food for March. And sincerely, I was shook. I've been shocked. I've been consistently shocked. But this time I was extra shocked because the prices of food keep going up. You know, I asked myself, so how do Nigerians who earn below 100,000, and I had said 100,000 because let's just say that you earn a lot, right? If you earn below 100,000 in Nigeria as a family person, how do you survive? How do you eat? What kind of food do you buy? Do you buy food? I had to ask people on social media, on my Twitter and Facebook pages. And sincerely, the responses were so heartbreaking. In fact, the funniest one was quite funny. It was a pathetic situation, but funny still, was a man who said, well, I have taken over the kitchen right now. And so I ration food. In fact, the food stuff, I've moved it out of the kitchen into my car boot. So now he keeps the food in the boot of his car. When they need it, he brings out the portion they need, ration it in the kitchen. Oh my goodness. It's funny, but it's the reality of where we are currently in Nigeria. It's a very sad place to be, and sincerely, it just broke my heart. So this weekend, I've got, you know, thoughts going on about how can we improve our lot. And I see rapidly that what we used to call the middle class is fast being erased. What you have now are people, when I was younger, that we used to categorize as middle class, they're now poor. I mean, you're poor if you can't afford the basic things of life, and food is basic. Yeah, so that's how my weekend went. That's the appetizer on Table Talk. Now let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
So that was me welcoming my guests into the studio because, yes, the table we're about to break today is an unconventional one. And while you might say, let them go deal with it, it's not that simple. Now, early last year, January 2021 to be precise, people, interestingly, you see, that's why I do hot takes on Fridays. I see that Nigerians, we forget stuff so quickly. You know, there's a lot going on that you just flip from one thing to another so quickly. Now, if you remember, last year there was a female police officer who got pregnant while in service. That's not a big deal. The big deal was that she was single. And as a single police officer, according to police rules and regulations, You don't have a right. You can't get pregnant as a single police officer. And so she was dismissed from service. Now, the matter didn't lie low just like that. The Nigeria Bar Association took the police and the government, the Attorney General, took them all to court. 6 days ago, the judgment was passed. And the judge says he didn't find anything wrong with that rule that says that a single police officer cannot get pregnant while in service and that she can be dismissed. Now, the NBA argued that there are many unmarried female police officers who, because of this rule, this discriminatory practice, cannot have or are not allowed to have children because they are afraid they might be dismissed by the police force. Now, clearly this does not apply to men, because single male police officers constantly get women pregnant. They are not sacked. They are not dismissed. So why is this about the women? Right? Now, I have a guest in the studio because I don't want to do this alone. I'm going to take your calls also. And if you're a police officer, you can also call in. Especially if you're a female police officer, you can call in. You can stay anonymous if you want and tell me what you think. I have Madam Adaku Mbama here with me. She's from FIDA, Badagry branch. She came all the way from Badagry, right? Okay. Say that again.
I'm the chairperson of FIDA Badagry branch.
Welcome.
And, that's the Badagry Judicial Division.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome. Now, in case you're wondering, FIDA is the Federation of Women Lawyers in Nigeria. Now, NBA took this matter to court and they got a no. You're a lawyer. Let's look at this regulation by the police. It's an extant law, right? The set of the police force.
Is.
Isn't something wrong with it?
Very wrong with it. Because to start with, it's inconsistent with the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. For starters, Chapter 1, Part 1, and Section 1 of our Constitution talks about the supremacy of the Constitution.
Right.
If the Constitution is supreme, and if you go down to Section 3, it says that any section that is inconsistent, watch my words, any section that is inconsistent with the Constitution, to the extent of it, the inconsistency is void. That means null and void. Therefore, this section, the regulation 127 of the Nigerian Police Regulation, which discriminates against single women to get pregnant to the extent of the Constitution, is inconsistent, and therefore it is, in as much as it's an extant law, but it's inconsistent with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And when something is inconsistent with the Constitution, that's particular law is null and void.
But because that's not what the judge thinks.
Maybe the defense wasn't that strong. Because
by a whole NBA?
What I'm trying to say is the judge himself took it upon himself not to look at the inconsistency of that provision. Because
let me write to you what the judge said. So, I mean, this for me was the backbreaker. Now, I mean, a judge has the discretion to decide how he rules.
Of course.
Right? And we acknowledge that fact. However, I've got an issue with this judgment. And I expect that there should be some appeal of some sort.
They have already appealed? It's ongoing.
Fantastic. Now, this judgment was given 6 days ago, by the way. Now, Justice Echo ruled, and here's what he said, I'm quoting the reports in the media, but specifically The Punch now. Here's what he says. It says, the suit lacks merit, stressing that unmarried female police officers were aware of this regulation before joining the force. Let me quote him again, according to this report. Where a law or regulation of an establishment identifies gender attributes or gender faults and seeks to regulate the vulnerabilities capable of negatively affecting the progress of such a gender, Such a law or regulation is a warning beforehand and cannot be said to be discriminatory. What this would mean, help me with this interpretation, is that the regulation 127 we're talking about is in the interest of the single female police officer, because according to him, it's regulating their vulnerabilities.
It is not in the interest of the single female officers at all. Rather, it is discriminatory, because when we go down to section 37, that is under chapter 4 of the Fundamental Human Rights of the Constitution, it says that every citizen, every Nigerian citizen, has a right to private and family life.
Good.
So, to the extent of the inconsistency of that law, it is void. Once you have once it is discriminatory, you can't be seen to have given justice. Of course, because the regulation states, provides that.
And can you move that phone a bit away or put it on flight mode? That's the interception we're getting in there. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. An unmarried woman police officer who becomes pregnant shall be discharged from the force and shall not be re-enlisted except with the approval of the Inspector General of Police.
That's regulation 127.
And this is really inconsistent with what we have in section 37 of the Constitution, which supports the rights to private and family life of the people of the country. You understand? Right against, and it also has that right, also provides the right against undue government intrusion into fundamental personal issues and decisions. If a single female decides to get pregnant, with this, section 37 of the Constitution allows her to get pregnant. So let us stop being, one thing is, we should stop placing women as second-class citizens.
Absolutely.
We should stop placing women as though we are there to beg and plead all the time. Come off it. Is it not a man that impregnated her?
Absolutely.
A man was the one that impregnated her.
Why should she suffer?
Why should she suffer alone? That is absurd. Totally absurd.
The idea is, why should pregnancy even be punished? I mean, for an adult woman who knows what she's doing, who possibly doesn't want to get married, or possibly has a wedding planned on the way, even or whatever.
Even if she doesn't have a wedding plan.
Even if she does, she decides she doesn't want to get married.
Even if she doesn't have a wedding plan.
What this means is that compulsorily, she must get married. What if she doesn't want to get married?
That is it. And she was not raped. She did everything she did voluntarily, because she's an adult. So it beggars belief that such a decision was really taken. Because even under chapter 4, section 42, right to freedom from discrimination, it says that a citizen of Nigeria of a particular community, ethnic group, place of origin, sex, religion, or political opinion shall not by any reason, only that it is such a person, be discriminated upon by section 42. So what are we talking about? It is totally discriminatory.
Absolutely.
For anybody to think that a single woman must be married
before she can have a baby.
Because she can have a baby.
You know, and on the flip side,
What if nobody wants to marry her?
What if she doesn't want to get married?
And what if she doesn't want to get married?
What if she doesn't want to? You know, on the flip side, is how this is why it shows discrimination, is that single male officers impregnate women all the time.
Constantly.
And there is no punishment for it.
And there's no harassment.
There's no harassment.
This is, to me, this is sexual harassment on a very high level.
That's not the only judgment we've had or case we've had on this matter. In case you missed it last year, a certain Omolola Olajide is the one
that is Omolola Olajide.
She's the one who woke up this conversation again. She got pregnant last year. She was serving
from
in Ekiti State.
Yes, I know.
Now, the Ekiti State Attorney General also went to court on this matter. Right. A federal high court sitting in Ado Ekiti also dismissed that suit, saying that it lacked
merit. They said then what he said was that it's an extant law, and if anything should be done, it should be taken
to the National Assembly.
That's Chapter 5 of the Constitution. Well, we have seen that Chapter 1, the first chapter, it's not just Chapter 1, Section 1 of the Constitution talks about the supremacy of the Constitution. Subsection 3 tells us that if any law, that means if any law, including extant law, is inconsistent with this Constitution, and Chapter 4, fundamental human rights, everything, right to life, right to self-dignity, all the rights there are in the Constitution.
Yeah.
And more so, Sections 37 and Section 42 are key.
Yeah.
And they're in the Constitution. So if this extant law and regulation of Nigerian police regulation is inconsistent with the Constitution,
the other
it
part,
should be null and void.
It should, I agree.
But what they acclaim is that it should go to the National Assembly.
For review.
For amendment or review, yes, as it were. However, the Constitution is the highest law of the land.
Yeah.
So should not be in any way dismissed or changed or interpreted in the way it shouldn't be.
Absolutely. Now, let me add up to you to tell you also that while these matters are in court and while the court has said, oh, yeah, go to the National Assembly and go battle it out with the lawmakers, let them go change whatever the extant law is. Now, this lady that was dismissed, that was last year, she should have a baby by now. I wish I was able to get her to speak to us on the show, because I can imagine how traumatic this experience has been for her. And apparently it was 1 year after she had gotten into the service that she got pregnant. Now, when did we start punishing pregnancy in Nigeria?
In fact, it is
well, you know, last week I talked about the burden of contraception. I talked about why men should be the ones bearing the burden of contraception. Because they produce 1,500 sperms per second. A woman can only have one pregnancy in nine months. But we put so much on the shoulders of women, and now even the pregnancy is now a burden. It's a problem.
We need to speak out and have a rethink as women. Generally, and that is what FIDA is actually trying to create the awareness for.
Yeah.
FIDA protects, promotes, and preserves the rights of women and children, especially the girl child. Now, you find that it is absurd that some women, even in that state, would tell you, I'm comfortable with this. There are so many experiences we've had. Where some would shy away from speaking out. They will tell you, this is the chairperson, but please. I say, please for what? You're not going to be stigmatized.
Right.
Rather, you're going to be a heroine.
You know what's called Stockholm Syndrome? Oh. When you're so used to your slave master that you now love the shackles. You know, I think that's what some of these women experience. They're used to this patriarchal system that they even want to defend it because they have been brainwashed into thinking that's the appropriate thing.
Now, first and foremost is there are some parts of the country, sorry to say, but there are some tribes that are really have to have a rethink of their customary and cultural traditional ways of doing things, because they have made their women, they have subdued them into being mere articles, chattels. So these women believe that they must be under a man. Some of them, incredibly, don't work. Feel it's proper to sit at home and be a nanny. I call it being a nanny to their children. They believe that their husbands those who are married,
yeah,
would always place something on the table and give them allowances, and they're just so comfortable,
yeah,
in that myopic comfort zone of theirs, yeah, or rather imaginary myopic comfort zone of theirs. Because a woman in the 21st century, almost going to 22nd century, yeah, is telling me at this jet age and technology.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria in.
All right, so that's the cue. We'll go out on a very quick break and we'll be right back to take your calls. I see your calls coming in. I'll take your calls when I come back from this break. We're talking about this table-breaking conversation. We need to shatter this table. I'm going to put it on the front burner until that policy, that rule is changed. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Table Talk. Don't go away. Stay here. Wish you all the best. Let me take some calls. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-571-90. If you are a female police officer, a single female officer, you can also call in. If you want, you can stay anonymous. I'd allow you to do that. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Sam. It's been a while. Thank you for everything. And thank you for this program you did with this lady. It's very, very important.
Thank you.
Hello, Wemimo, do you know what's really trending now?
Tell me.
The alpha men and sim. I don't know where they get that from, and I really don't understand. I keep saying it. Yeah, I'm in my early 30s. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I keep saying it, yeah, for this past, and I've seen things in this my life, and I understand Nigeria and Africa as it is.
Mm.
We are really, really embedded, enshrined. I don't know what to use. We are into precarity. You understand?
Yeah.
And chauvinism, whatever.
Absolutely.
You call it.
Yeah.
Because even with the Bible, religious books, I can say it, I'm a Christian, by birth. You understand? The only difference between a man and a woman is the physical strength.
That's all.
I keep telling people.
And let me not have you shock you on the physical strength. Not all men have physical strength. And a number of women have physical strength.
Exactly. And the best cook in the world is a man. So
yeah, when
somebody say somebody belongs to the kitchen, look at what my president said the other time. You understand? When I keep telling people, I tell my friends this thing, they look at me, they say, where are you from? You understand?
All right, thank you very much for calling. Let's take some more calls. Good morning, hello. Hello, are you there?
Good morning, Remy, Mom.
Good morning, thanks for calling.
Please, I love this topic.
Thank you. Yeah.
I want them to also add it to, like, when it comes to nursing, they will tell you can't get pregnant.
Even nurses?
As a single lady, can't get pregnant while in school. You get.
Once while you're pregnant, in school.
Yes.
Go on.
They can abolish that, so it should be fine.
So in which schools is this? So is this a rule for a particular school, or is it
a regulation?
Yeah.
Is it a nursing regulation?
Yeah. Or is it a school of nursing?
Sorry.
All of them.
All the schools of nursing.
Yes.
So there's a law to that effect.
Yeah, there's a law. Once you're pregnant, there was failure.
Wow. I'm going to check
this
that out.
This is the first time.
That's the first time I attend. I'll check it out. Thank you very much for pointing that. I'm here for it. That's why I'm here.
Really?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here. Yes. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm calling from Atlanta.
Please go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah. In the topic on the ground.
Yes.
What they really do to those single police ladies? They choose them as a girlfriend. Yeah. They are hard on them for them to be able to. You can't even. What is it called? A civilian cannot go and propose to them because what they will use it to pass through, you will fed up on the road. That is the only contribution. Thank you.
So what you're trying to say is that the regulation itself is being hinged upon by the senior officers because these single police officers are their girlfriends. So are you talking about sexual harassment, sexual exploitation? sexual abuse?
Right? Because we need to know. Let's see another one here. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning,
good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Jeba Shido. You Mrs. Wilmimo?
Yes, sir.
The person that that called about the nurse.
Yes.
He's saying the truth. I mean, my God, I want to marry. She's a nurse, so they cannot get pregnant. In short, after they are school again, well, they want to go and serve. They cannot still get pregnant.
Seriously?
So they'll have to serve. Like for 5 years again before you could allow them to get pregnant.
What?
And she's about to finish.
She has to serve for another 5 years before she can get pregnant?
Yes, she will serve for 5 years again. As in, she will be on that doctor's for 5 years again before she can be able to get
so
pregnant.
So are you still going to wait for her for those 5-6 more years before you marry her, or you're leaving
actually,
her?
I'm 34 now. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. Like, seriously.
So are you planning to leave her?
Ah, I love her so much.
Oh.
I can't do that.
So what you're trying to say really is that under the nursing regulations, they are not allowed to get pregnant, single ladies.
I'm checking it out. I'm going to follow this up.
Let me ask, are they allowed to marry, to get married?
He's gone now. I think they are. Abby, if you get married, I don't understand. Hello, good morning.
No, there are two different issues.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Godwin calling from my parents.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so interested in your program this morning. I just want to come in particularly in that aspect of the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the single police lady are not allowed to marry. I think those that put all this law in place has the reason why.
Wait. Come again. A single
police lady, police woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As I'm calling you this morning, I married a police woman.
Okay.
And all this regulation being put in place for them not to get pregnant or get married in the period of some time, they have a reason doing that.
What's the reason?
Some people are just calling. Yeah, the reason is to allow them, maybe for some certain things being known, being best known to the people on top there. It is not that they are not allowing them to get married.
No, but if you tell me, 1 minute, I want to understand you so that we can be on the same page. If you tell me that it is for their own advantage, I want you to tell me how this is in the interest of the ladies.
It's really for the interest of the ladies.
Tell me how.
Because when you get into the force,
yes,
they have to undergo through certain training.
Okay.
And when you get pregnant, I mean, your body will not give you that strength to undergo such training.
Can I ask a question? Can somebody who has been in the police force for 5 years get pregnant if she's single?
Yeah, in case you want to get married.
I'm not talking about marriage here. I'm not talking about marriage. Can somebody who has spent 5 years in the police force get pregnant?
A single lady.
If she's single.
You are not allowed. You are not allowed.
Then it's discrimination.
You must have somebody.
Why must she have somebody? It is discriminatory because
who made it to be so?
The organization. I mean, which, the police force.
Yeah, is the police force regulation much? Is it greater than the Constitution of Nigeria? The Constitution of Nigeria is the first law. And the first law of Nigeria says there shouldn't be any of discrimination.
All these things are being put in place.
What is put in place? Discrimination?
You see, let's get something clear. It is a regulation. But the fact that it is a regulation does not mean it's a correct regulation because it is void under the Constitution. So
it is inconsistent with the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme law.
Go ahead.
It's the greatest law.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Before you get a role in the force, I think the person is already aware of all this.
Doesn't mean that it's the right thing, don't you think so? Doesn't it mean that it's the right thing? It doesn't make it right. The fact that it's an existing regulation does not make it right. That's the point. I want you to get it before you go. Do you get the point?
How do we correct it now?
Exactly. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Okay.
But first and foremost, it's a very incorrect law.
Nothing can be superior to the Constitution. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Yes, welcome.
Yes, there is an advert during this debate, whatever. They said making a point to someone who does not agree with you does not change the...
Okay. Saying it over and over again.
Thank you. To every man that is hearing, it is because this is a man's word.
Hmm. It is not
women
a man's
word. Women are being treated like nobody. It's very, very painful. I remain to be anonymous because I'm a married woman.
Hmm.
16 good years and husband still think you are having extramarital affairs.
Talk to Fida.
Talk to Fida. See Fida. I brought Fida to you. They are here for you.
At the end of the day, you keep on pleading for what you did not do. I'm sorry for what you did not do.
You are pleading.
And when you catch men cheating, they will still tell you there is nothing there. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it.
Madam,
what are they trying to say?
Madam,
men have really done damages to women. And it's very, very unfair. Before you will say they will bring in religion. Is religion Christianity? I said no. Religion is just what has been documented, what has been put down. I want many men. They will call, they will tell you, yes, it's bad that the way they treated the women. Go into their homes. That is how they are treating their women.
Thank you very much for calling. Let me say this very clearly. If you're in that situation, you see, this is going to change one person at a time. You're going to have to put your feet down and decide on what you want. And if you don't like the situation, talk to Fida. They're here.
Madam, may I tell you something? You should know by now that there is nothing called men's world.
Yeah.
We are all in it together. Man, woman, children, everybody.
It's one word.
Yes. So don't ever believe or be meant to believe or have that mindset that a man is superior to yourself. No, madam.
You know an example I always give? If you tell me that something is wrong, let's look at how you decide on the rightness or wrongness. If it's right for a man and that same thing is wrong for a woman, you are discriminatory.
Yes. And it's against the Constitution.
It's against the Constitution.
Whatever is good for the goose is good, for the gander.
Finish.
So you can't. And madam, anybody, including yourself, in an abusive relationship, please have everything.
Let's go about that abusive. Abuse is not just domestic, physical.
No,
it's not just physical abuse.
It's not just physical abuse. Domestic violence entails emotional abuse, psychological abuse, economic and financial abuse. Okay? It also goes further. Even talk about stalking. Others. Yeah. The worst thing you can do to a married woman is give her emotional trauma and psychological trauma. Because outside the beating, verbal abuse, if consistent, will graduate to emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Emotional abuse will graduate to psychological abuse. Psychological abuse will graduate you into being a mental case. Honestly, you start having mental issues, being mentally impaired, you start having schizophrenia, you start being paranoid. From there, you are on the way down.
And if we check a lot of women, a lot of married women in Nigeria
suffer that.
I am sure.
A lot of married women go through hell under emotional abuse.
Yeah. You see, that's why when you force, quote unquote, you say a woman must get pregnant. She's not a full human being until she's pregnant until she's married. That's what I mean. Married. She's not a full human. You don't recognize her humanity unless it's tied to either a father, a brother, or a husband. Like a woman's existence is totally tied to that of a man's.
This is so wrong.
It's wrong.
We have a customary and cultural mindset in this part of the world that once a woman is not tied to a man, she's not complete.
She's not.
I would dare to say that most women who are even single do much more, achieve much more than the so-called men in their chauvinistic, egoistic personality. There are a lot of single mothers, single women, including married women, who have broken the glass ceiling.
Well, we're going to break more glass ceilings. I'm going to see if I can get my guests back in the studio next week, because next week, Tuesday, is International Women's Day, and the theme is very simple. Imagine a world without bias.
Breaking the bias.
So we're going to break more biases and break more tables next week, Monday at 9 a.m., but we need to go now. Thank you very much, ma'am, for being in the studio today.
She's a chairperson of FIDA
in Badagry. Thanks for being here. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm still around reading the news, but let's break some more table next week, Monday. I'm on social media as Wemimo Sport. Have a good day.
Chai, I remember when I did off my data up and down because I won't save them. But now with Airtel, I did get more data to flex anyhow.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.